Alright, Tobo, say good morning. So we are picking up in Perek Yud Tes, page in the red edition, page Reish Hey. So still in the midst of the Midah of Chasidus. So writes to Ramchal, Bim Yomar Adam, if a person says, remember again, we were speaking yesterday that the real manifestation of Chasidus is found in a person's kind of care and concern, almost preoccupation, not as much with his own kavod or his own schar, but the schar and but the kavod ultimately of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramchal writes, "Ve'im yomar ha'adam mi ani uma ani safun she'espal al ha'golos va'al Yerushan ha'im." So Ramchal says, maybe a person will say to himself, "Who am I and what am I?" Safun means in the footnote you see choshuv. Who am I to go ahead and daven on Golos about the end of diaspora, rebuilding of Jerusalem? So because of me, ultimately again, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather in the exiles and the redemption is going to sprout forward. Teshuvaso b'tzido. So the truth is, the answer is really right next to the question. How so? Ke'osa sheshaninu. Lefichach nivra adam yichidia. This is a very profound Gemara. The Gemara says, for this reason, a person was created individual. Shekidei shekol echad yomar bishvili nivra haolam. That a person should say that the world was created for me. In other words, what the Gemara is saying over here is the following. Ever wonder to yourself, if the ultimate plan was to create Adam and Chav, was to create man and woman, why not create them together? Meaning, if you think about it, let's say in the animal kingdom, so male and female animals were created at the same time. Right? It wasn't a pshat that there was the male, then there was the female. Created at the same time, recognition that male and female were necessary just again for the continuity of the species. So if that's the case, why weren't human beings created, man and woman, thank you, at the same time? To which the Gemara says, in order that every person should say that the world was created for me. Others will both say that what we want is for the individual to realize that they're chashav. It's a very important idea. That had we been created together, male and female, together at the same time, so a person might have said, oh, the only thing that has real importance and impact in this world is the unit. Now that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam first by himself, it teaches us that lesson, that man by himself is important, that an individual by himself is important, that an individual by himself ultimately makes a difference. That's what it means. Bishrili nivra ha'olam, the world was created for me. And if you take a look at footnote 230, he says, Bishrili nivra ha'olam, ve'im kein bevadai chashuv v'safonu. Therefore, it's clear that every person is important. V'chein kol adam l'fnei Hashem u'tefiloso ritzuyeh l'fanov. Therefore, if every single person is important, that means that my tefilos have the ability to make an impact as well. So it's an incredible idea. Ukvar nachas rachu l'fanav yisparach. Shiyu banav mevakshim u'mispalalim alzos. And ultimately, again, it's a nachas ruach. It creates a sense of tranquility before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people daven for these things. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef is an incredible idea that even if for some reason the Ribono Shel Olam is not going to grant the request right now for the ingathering of the exiles, the end of diaspora, and the bringing of Mashiach, some way, somehow, these tefilos give him nachas ruach. They give him a sense of nachas ruach, literally means tranquility or pride that his children are advocating on their people's behalf. Va'af shelo te'aseh v'kashasam. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer the request, mipnei shelo higia azman, either because that the appropriate time has not yet come, meaning there's not yet time for Mashiach, for Geula, or for whatever the reason may be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer the tefillah in the way we want it, hinehem asu es shalahem, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach bazeh. We will say it's an incredible idea. We have done what is upon us, and the Ribono Shel Olam is happy about that. The idea I will say is that in life, as we know, as we all know, we don't control the results, we only control the process. And our job in life is to be able to maximize the process and to be able to do whatever is within our power to bring about certain results, recognizing that at the end of the day, the ability to actually bring about those results is not really within our power. He says, "Va'al heder zeh adavar, hisraim anavi, vayar ki ein ish, vayishtomim ki ein mafgiyah." Va'amar va'abit ve'in ozer ve'eshtomeim ve'in somech va'amar tzionhi dorish in la. I will say, so these are all psukim from Yishayah, from Yirmiyahu, ultimately all referring to the idea that, you know why the churban occurred? You know why the churban really occurred? Because people didn't think that their actions would really matter. See, you ever wonder about this? That how could it be people have a Beis HaMikdash, right? Let's play it tight. People have a Beis HaMikdash and you have a Navi. And the Navi is telling you that if you go ahead and you keep doing X, Y, and Z, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. It's not the Peshat like this is some kook. It's the Navi. You know him. You know that he's a spokesman, literally the mouthpiece of the Ribbono. So how do you not listen? Ever wonder about that? How do you? The Navi is filled with stories like this of people who hear direct warnings. You know, we often say, oh, if only we had a prophet to go ahead and tell us what the will of God was. Well, hello, we had that for generations. And it clearly did not make one little bit of difference. So, like, what's the psychology of that? So, Chassid says, I'll tell you what the psychology is. It's not the pshat that people didn't think that Yirmiyahu or Yeshaya weren't telling the truth. It's not the pshat that they even didn't care. They cared. They figured, what? My actions don't really make a difference. Who am I? I know what the Navi's saying. So listen, you know what's important is you guys really better listen to the Navi. But me, I'm going to do what I want. And not because I don't care, but because it doesn't matter. Because it simply doesn't matter. Says Ram Chal, that's the great, and same thing. Sionhi, Dorish Inla. There's Sion in Yerushalayim, and no one's seeking her out. Uperish Sechronam Levracha, Michlal Bebaye Drisha, Harekan, Shachayavim Anachnu Bazeh. So we'll see from here, first of all, that when it comes to Yerushalayim, we're supposed to seek Yerushalayim out, actively try to daven for her restoration. And even if at the end of the day, I say to myself, come on, I'm one person, what could I possibly do? Aseh shalanu. Our job is to do our job. The Ribbono Shel Olam's job is to do his job. Ki al kiyotzei kaz bazeh shaninu lo alecha hamelocha ligmar. And Abba said the beautiful Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, literally, the work is not upon you to complete, but you are also not free to exempt yourself from it. That's an incredible mantra for life, this idea. And this is what the Chassid has to realize. So the Chassid says, yes, I daven for Klal Yisrael. I daven for that the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be restored. I daven for the Beis HaMikdash. I daven for Geula. I am one person. I'm not even such a great person. So what am I tefillahs going to do? You know what? That's not your problem. That's not your problem. You have a job. And the job is to daven. The job is to advocate. The job is to do whatever you can to intensify the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as perceived in this world. Whether you're successful, not successful, how successful, a little bit successful, that's irrelevant. The truth is, the results are not up to you. But the process, that's something you must absolutely engage in. And he goes on. Va'amar od hanavi, ein minahe lo mikol banim, yalada, ve'in machzik bayada mikol banim gidela. Va'amar, kol abasar chatzir v'chol chastol ketitz asada, upir shol zichron levracha, shekol chaset sh'osin la'atzma me'osa. So I'll say now he's going back to the previous topic. So first of all, if you look at footnote 239, he says, Va'amar od hanavi, Betochachto lebnei Yisrael, when Yishayah HaNavi is giving rebuke to Klal Yisrael, al she'in machzikin biyat ha'uma shegalsa. Nira kan shrabinu mefarish shakavaras ha'Navi belahachzik biyada ayedei tefila la'Hashem l'gulasa, harishuv muchach debaya drishuk niskalel. So here, he's referring to the fact that Yishayah says that when we were exiled, we did not daven enough for our restoration. And he goes to it from the Zohar, Shekol chesed she'osim la'atzmam heim osim, l'tovas nafsham, u'lahana asam, ve'inam miskabnim l'kavona ha'shalim ha'zos, v'lo mevakshim al iloi ha'kavaru gu'ulasan shal Yisrael. So here the Navi is rebuking Klal Yisrael, that even when they do good things, the good things they do are being done on their own behalf. The good things they're doing are doing to serve their own personal agenda. But it's not being done ultimately again to restore, to uplift the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to redeem Klal Yisrael. Sha'ari i'afshar l'chavod ha'elyon l'hisrabos. It is impossible ultimately again for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod to be amplified. Ela b'ge'ulasan shal Yisrael u'beribui kvodam. Shezeh taloi bazeh be'emes. So we'll say, it's actually very interesting. Because what Ramchal is saying is, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking that I'm contradicting myself. Because on one hand, what did Ramchal say? When you dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for all the different things that we want, it has to be for God. It shouldn't be for us. And it should be ultimately for His covered. But then you're telling me that I have to daven for Klal Yisrael's redemption, for Kibbutz Galios, for Klal Yisrael to be redeemed from Galos. I don't see, isn't that a contradiction? Because now, really, when I daven for Klal Yisrael's Galos, not Galos, their Geula, their redemption, I'm davening for me. Right? That's something personal. I want to experience that. To which the Ramchal says no. Because at the end of the day, until we are redeemed, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compromised in this world. It is only once we experience true redemption that the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is restored back to its former glory. As such, the request for redemption itself is in and of itself a request to have the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu amplified and magnified. He goes on, he says, Kamosh Amar, the Tana de Be'el Yosh, Eskarti, as we mentioned, the Tana de Be'el Yosh, Umis'aneach al Kavodo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Val Kavodan Shal Yisrael. That part of our job is literally, Misaneach literally means we sigh. It means that we give incredible thought to the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the kavod of Klal Yisrael. Nimtzeis Lameid, Sheshnei Dvar Miesh Benyan Zeh. Therefore, it turns out that there are two aspects to this. Echad, hakavana b'chol mitzvah v'avoda, shetiyya li'iloi kvodo shomakom, b'mashe b'riosav osim nachas rach lefanav. So the first is to have kavana in everything we do, every mitzvah, every avoda, that it should somehow be to uplift HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somehow that everything we do should give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'od, secondly, hatzar v'habakasha al iloi hakavod hazeh, she'yaseh b'shleimus b'li kvodon shal Yisrael v'shal vasan. And furthermore, a recognition that tzar, literally he says, al ha'eder kvod shemayim. So I'll say, it's the first part is, and this is talking about the chassid. When the chassid serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there are two parts to this kavana. First, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to give you nachas ruach. I want to make you happy. I want to make you proud. I want to give you kavod. I recognize that every single mitzvah I do somehow amplifies kavod shemayim. It amplifies literally the honor and the glory of heaven. That's number one. Number two, Ribono Shel Olam, even when I go ahead and I ask for all of these different things, for Klal Yisrael, for Geula, for all these things, understand I ask that why? Because if our covet is restored and our covet is amplified, then you know what? Then yours will be as well. If ultimately we are in a good place, then Ribono Shel Olam, you will experience an uplifting of your covet as well. All right, so we'll stop over here. Beretz Hashem, we'll pick up on page Resh Vav tomorrow.